in the Senate. Weather in Washington, D.C. right now is 47 degrees with fair skies. In New York City, 40 degrees with fair skies.
Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Fennari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant, and my co-host, Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Every week, we present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience between us and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, we give you practical information to help you take charge of your health.
Hi, this is Take Charge Your Health with Corinne Fennari, clinical nutritionist, clinician assistant, and Carol Peterson, pharmacist.
Carol Peterson.
Listen, learn, and I hope you enjoy the show. Bye.
We have an interesting show today. Today we have a show that touches one out of every three women in the United States.
Welcome back. This is Take Charge of Your Health with Corinne Fennari, clinical nutritionist and physician assistant, and my co-host, Carol Peterson, pharmacist. Every week, we present you with new and creative ways to help you make sense of health information and bring it home to you and your family. With years of clinical experience between us and research into traditional and cutting-edge technologies, and then we give you practical information to help you take charge of your health.
Introducing shortly. The number to call is 212.
Welcome back.
209-287-77. That's your 212 physician assistant with my co-host. Call
Carol
early
Peterson.
So you can get your questions
Carol.
In. Carol, could you introduce our guest for us,
today,
please? We have a show.
Yes. Karen, have you joined us just to confirm?
One out of every three women in the United States with increased incidence.
Hello, Karen.
In the Black community.
Okay.
So today we're
going to
get started.
We'll get started. I wanted
to fibroids
doing his magic.
And
okay.
Very unique.
I was wanting to say that you alluded
to
it.
Successful.
But there are
so
usually about 700,000 hysterectomies done.
You'll wait a few minutes
per year in
and
the
then
US.
We'll get you on. But we have a very special guest that Carol will be introducing.
It's the most
shortly.
Common reason.
The number to call is
212. And it seems to me that we have
that's
too many women suffering with fibroids.
2877. Call
and then,
early.
They're offered
so you
to jump right to surgery.
In. Carol, could you introduce
out.
Our guest for
and
us?
And unfortunately,
please?
Cutting out.
Yes.
Karen,
nothing
have you
to
joined
address
us
for
just
why
to
the
confirm?
Fibroid was there in the first place?
And
hello, Karen. We also looked up the incidence in the Black community because there seems to be an important piece of this in vitamin D. I was wanting to say that
in the Northern Hemisphere,
you alluded to it, but
more
there are
getting
usually about 700,000
and when your skin is hysterectomies, even a bigger problem. So that
per
can
year
be
in the U.S.
Predisposing it.
Fibroids make up about a third.
I just
it's
got
the most
a
common reason
from
for
Karen, she should be coming on.
And Karen, did you make
it
yet? To me that we have
not yet
too many
so
women
what
suffering with fibroids. And
fibroids
then they're offered to jump right to surgery and cut it out.
They're very directly
and unfortunately,
related
cutting out
to
does
our
nothing
bodies,
to address
to our
for
hormones,
why the fibroid was there
to
in the first
our
place.
Lifestyle, to the foods we
and
eat.
We also looked up the incidence in the Black community because there seems to be an important
we control our hormones.
Piece of this
how
and
we
vitamin
control
D.
The dominance
in,
of estrogen.
In the Northern Hemisphere,
we
have
it and
more difficulty
and
getting vitamin D into our cells. And when your skin is dark, it's even a bigger problem. So that can
beneficial.
Be.
And we do that through
predisposing
insulin.
It.
High insulin
so I just got a
higher
text from Karen. She should be coming on.
Higher
Karen, did you make it yet?
And when we are estrogen dominant, so what we're in a situation is where we definitely fibroids can stimulate
totally random
the growth of
fibroids. They're very directly
now,
related
a large of that
to our bodies, to our hormones,
and deal with
to our lifestyle,
by changing diet,
to the foods
by bringing
we eat.
Down our insulin.
A very important thing that we seem to forget, and it's easy to forget,
is how
fibroids
we control
before,
our hormones.
How
to
we
see any
control
new information
the
that might
dominance
be available,
of estrogen.
Every
and how we can control it and moderate it and
sharing
it
their information and their successes on
or
fibroids.
Shifted
based
back
to more
success,
beneficial.
And we
based
do that
part
insulin.
Of their success.
Was dietary
high
and how important it is, and the foods to
higher
eat estrogens
not
create
to eat
higher
we'll be going
over
that
at the end.
We'll
and
give
when
you a list
we are estrogen
you
dominant,
can write down
we're in a situation
and look at
where we definitely can
see
stimulate
how you fit
the growth
into this
of fibroids.
I think
now,
Karen has joined
a
us.
Large
now, are you
of
there,
that,
Karen?
We can prevent and deal with by changing diet,
she
by
must,
bringing down
she must be
our
missing something.
Insulin. And
okay, so
in looking up, so
I wanted
fibroids
to bring up a
before to see
a point
any new information
right off the
that
bat
might be available.
I see missed all over
every
the place.
Single
this is a high estrogen
that
state.
Was talking
the fibroids grow, the endometrium
and their
grows.
On
endometrium is really the thing
base
causing the bleeding.
Their success, what? The endometrium base part
yeah.
of their success.
The endometrium is the lining
and
of
how
the uterus in all
and
these
the
cases.
To eat and the foods
progesterone
not to
is
eat.
Deficit.
We'll be going over
and
that.
I'm,
at the
I
end.
Was
we'll give you
looking
list.
Around, looking at alternative treatments for fibroids.
And look at and
I,
see how you fit
couldn't
into
see anything
this.
About how important progesterone was.
I think
was.
Karen has joined us now. Are you there, Karen?
High estrogen without being balanced by progesterone.
Oh, okay.
You're going
must,
to develop
she must
this
be missing
very
something.
Heavy endometrium.
Okay.
And you're going
so,
to also have high potential
so
I wanted
fibroids,
to not
bring
everybody with
a
heavy endometrium a point gets
right off the
bat
that I
guess to develop fibroids is
but this is a high
it's
estrogen
not that
state.
Uncommon.
The fibroids grow. The endometrium
like
grows.
The country of Taiwan has documented
really
that 70%
of
the population,
women's
population, has fibroids.
Yeah.
The endometrium is the lining
Taiwan,
of the uterus in all these cases.
Imagine.
Progesterone is deficit.
I had no
and
idea.
I was looking around, looking at alternative treatments for fibroids.
I have to figure out myself. I don't understand that at all. But
couldn't see anything about how important progesterone was.
What
and if you have
is,
high
estrogen, you know,
estrogen
is a growth
without
hormone.
Being balanced by
it
progesterone,
stimulates growth. It stimulates
you're going to develop this very heavy
our,
endometrium, and you're going to also
in our
have
organs,
high potential
stimulates
for developing
in our
fibroids.
Bodies.
Not everybody with the heavy endometrium.
There are.
Gets
errant
high,
or irregular
fibroids,
cells in the uterus.
But,
and
it's not that uncommon. I just also
cells,
read something like
muscle cells
the country of Taiwan has documented that 70% of their population, women population,
and they grow
has fibroids.
On the inner part just of the uterus and when
Taiwan
they're on the inner part of the uterus,
me,
what ends
imagine.
Intramural,
but,
they're called, what
ends
up happening,
no idea.
Depending
and
on where they're located.
That's a
the
that's
uterus
a statistic I have to
down on
figure
itself.
Out myself.
So therefore,
I don't
you have
to stand that
at
all.
Heavy
but
bleeding
what
that
happens,
really can't
what
be controlled
is,
or has difficulty
you know, estrogen
being controlled.
Is a growth hormone.
Sometimes they grow
it
on the
exterior
of the uterus. Sometimes
growth
they can be
in.
What they call pedunculated,
but they're generally
benign.
In our organs, it stimulates
benign,
growth in our
bodies.
Non-cancerous.
Well,
but they're
what
not
is happening
benign
is that
there are
if they're in
errant,
the back of the uterus, they can be pressing on the bowels
in the uterus
and causing
they are severe
constipation
and
lots
muscle
of pain.
Cells.
If they're
with
in the
high
front, they can be pressing on the bladder
stimulated
and
to grow.
Cause
and
they
increased
grow. frequency on the inner part of the uterus, and when they're on the and when inner they're part within of the uterus, what ends intramural, they're called, what ends up happening, depending on where they're located, is, like I said, the uterus severe can't bleeding. Clamp and without down severe on bleeding, I've so therefore patients you have had to go to the hospital to get transfusions
that really because they couldn't
can't
stop
be controlled or bleeding. Has difficulty
this was
being
many,
controlled.
Many years ago.
Sometimes they
and
grow
so
on the exterior of the uterus. Sometimes they can
yes,
be what they
are
call
benign,
pedunculated,
not cancerous.
But generally
some of them
benign,
can have absolutely
benign,
no
meaning
symptoms
non-cancerous.
At all.
But they're not
nothing
benign
yep,
in their
that's
fact.
Right.
If they're,
you
find in the
out,
back
you have
of
the
them
uterus,
by going
they
to
can
the
be pressing
on the bowels.
And they examine you and they
and
say,
this? And they get do a little
severe
sonar.
Oh, you have a fibroid.
Lots of pain.
But some can
if
be
in the front, they
very
can be pressing on the bladder.
Problematic
and
with
cause
lots of
increased
pain.
Frequency
Carol?
Or difficulty
well, I guess
with
Karen
urination.
Is here now by phone.
And when
are
they're
you here,
within
Karen?
Or different
hey,
areas
this
in
is Karen
the uterus,
Wentland.
What you
and
can
she's
have is, like I said, severe
and,
bleeding. And with that
Karen
severe
and I
bleeding,
have
I've
talked about fibroids
had patients
in the past,
have had to go to the
we
hospital
about
to get transfusions.
Things. And I was pleased to meet Karen by phone not too long
bleeding.
Ago.
This was many,
she's a graduate
many years
of the
ago.
East-West
and
School
so
of Planetary
what
Herbalism.
Is happening is,
member
yes,
of the American
benign,
Herbalist Guild.
Not
but what she
can
bring
some
to us that I don't have very much experience
no
with
at all.
Is how Chinese
nothing.
Medicine
you out,
looks
you
at
out,
the problem
you
of
by going
fibroids.
To the
and we started
and
talking and
they say,
I thought,
and they get
this is something. Something our audience
oh,
should also hear. We talk
but
about nutrients and some herbs sometimes, and we talk about diet. We talk about hormones, my favorite
Carol?
Subject. But
well,
I guess
like
Karen is here now by phone. Are you
I'd
here,
like
Karen?
Karen
to
hey, Karen.
Kind of frame this
Karen
in traditional
and
Chinese
herb
medicine. I just mentioned
and
that 70%
Karen and
of
I have
Taiwanese
talked about
women
in the
have
past,
fibroids. They've
we
discovered
talk about nutritional things.
I wonder which way
and
they're
I
going. Would they go to
meet
Chinese
Karen
medicine or would they would
ago.
Embrace
she's,
Western
she's a graduate
medicine.
Of the East-West
so,
School
Karen, welcome
of Planetary
to our show.
Herbalism.
And
member of the American Herbalist Guild.
Framing this
but what she can
traditional
bring to
Chinese
us that
medicine
I don't have
this problem
very much experience
of
with
fibroids in women.
Is how Chinese medicine
sure.
looks at the problem of fibroids.
So
and we fibroid. Started talking, and I thought, this is something our audience should also hear. We talk about nutrients and some herbs sometimes, and we talk about diet. We talk about hormones, my favorite subject.
Of course, every
but
person like, is individual. Every pattern
I'd
is
like
going
Karen
to be unique. But there are
kind of frame
of
this in traditional Chinese medicine. I just
problem.
Mentioned that 70% of Taiwanese
so,
women
what
have
does that
fibroids
mean,
they've discovered.
That it's,
I wonder which way they're going. Would they
to
go to Chinese medicine or
other,
they would they embrace Western
yeah,
medicine?
Yeah, is,
so,
is,
Karen, welcome to our show.
Yeah, let me try
and,
to
could
let me
you
try to translate.
Start framing this in traditional
in
Chinese medicine in this problem
for the
of fibroids in women.
And,
I know, it's a big charge.
Sure. Chinese medicine so operates
fibroids
based on an understanding of
be
organ
stagnation
organ
or blood
stagnation within the body. These are patterns in
some
Chinese medicine that are treatable.
Translate directly
of course,
to
every
anatomical organ
person is individual and every pattern is going to be
have
unique.
A broader understanding.
But there plenty of
for example,
and herbs
bleeding
individually who can help
is not
with
the anatomical spleen.
The spleen is mitochondria. And
so
ATP
what does that
and,
mean
and turning
that it's
food into fuel?
Pertaining to the spleen
so
and what was the
example.
Other
the most
yeah, other
yeah,
organ
this is, yeah, organ let me try to
pattern
let me try to
I
translate in regard to fibroids is related
in,
to the liver.
In an,
non-burdensome way,
the pattern
okay.
liver.
I know it's a big charge.
Medicine, it's probably the pattern that I see most
operate
men and women
based
on an understanding
throughout
of
my practice. organs and organ systems within the body.
Very common pattern.
And
some of those organs, I think are
translate directly to anatomical organs,
but often they have a broader understanding.
Where we honor stress and we honor,
for example, the spleen
are definitely not the anatomical spleen.
Contributing to this pattern.
Mitochondria and ATP
can also lead to
turning food into fuel.
So does this refer to the organ itself or not? Are we talking
about it? It does refer to the organ itself. Organ,
because
the pattern that I see in regard to fibroids is related
because
to the
main functions are of the liver.
And according to Chinese medicine,
and you can tell me if
this is according to Western medicine as well,
it's probably
the main functions of the liver
are
to ensure the smooth and regular flow of qi
and blood.
Men and
women
store blood.
Throughout my practice,
for ease
it's very common
when I say qi, we're just going to think of energy.
I think our
Western, busy, stressful.
The liver's job is to ensure the smooth and regular flow of energy.
We honor stress
and also
and
we
blood.
Honor busyness
and
I
also
think to store
we're
blood.
Definitely. Contributors to this
and
pattern.
When you say
this pattern
storing
can
blood, does
also
this,
lead to fibroids.
Does this include
so does this refer to the organ itself
have
been
not.
Circulating around
are
in
we
your
talking
body?
In the
does
blood,
refer to the organ itself.
Or is this some other sort of storage in your mind?
Because the main functions are of the liver.
In my mind,
according to Chinese medicine, and you can tell me if this is according to Western medicine as well.
The main functions of the liver are
to ensure the smooth and regular flow of qi and blood.
And
also
we will parse
blood.
It out, yes.
So,
okay.
So let's go
ease
to the
of
understanding
of blood.
When I say qi,
we're just going to think
encompasses
of
energy.
All of the bodily fluids,
including
the
blood
liver
itself, anatomical.
The liver's
blood,
job is to ensure
but all of
the
other
smooth
bodily
and
fluids
regular flow of energy,
semen,
and also of blood, and
so,
also to store blood.
I do not think that the
and when
salt,
you say,
that the
say
ancient Chinese
storing blood,
had an
does
idea
this,
of,
does it,
of
this include
toxic
elements that have been circulating around in your body
mm-hmm.
in the blood,
well,
now,
it's in,
or
in,
is this some other
is
sort of storage in
Western
your mind?
In Western medicine, the liver is also essential.
Well,
it acts as a filter for the blood, and it also binds the hormones.
We'll get there.
Binds it with the protein.
It out, yes.
Which is then
okay.
released
so the
into the bowel,
blood
and
in
where
medicine,
if the bowels are moving, which
all of the
it's very
fluids,
common in the United States,
blood itself,
that the bowels are constipated,
blood,
but if
but
the bowels
the
are moving, the then bound hormones and toxins
so,
are then removed from the body.
So
it's interesting because the liver acts as a storage, but also as a filter
part of that
for releasing the blood and
mm-hmm.
cleansing
well,
the blood.
It's
interesting because
myself.
What happens
yes.
is
would,
in Western medicine, the liver is also
that
essential.
Is
it acts as a filter for
the
blood
energy required
and
to move
it also
toxins out of the liver
binds
to the bowel.
The hormones.
Uh-huh.
Binds it with
it's
the protein, which is then released into the bowel. And where if the bowels are moving, which it's very common in the United States, that the bowels are
PMS.
Constipated. But if the bowels are moving,
uh-huh.
the liver then bound hormones and toxins
PMS.
Are then
I
removed
have
from
anger,
the body.
I have
so
moodiness,
it's
moodiness,
interesting because the liver acts as a storage, but
uh-huh.
also as a filter for releasing
so
the blood
back to
and
fibroids.
Cleansing the blood.
Let's go on a circle
yes.
back to the fibroids.
Yes, and I would I would say that so if we're talking about
that
the ideology
we're talking about
of a
fibroid
flow of qi, the
energy
required
to move those primary out of the liver using the bowel. One of the recognized causes is emotional
interesting
strain,
to me,
and that would be emotions
when we're talking
negative
about
emotions
liver
that are not
dealt with in a healthy way.
The symptoms
causes
include
the stagnation of liver
all
tea,
of the emotional
and then in the long run,
you and I would
causes
think of
stagnation
when we're talking about
the stasis of liver blood.
Uh-huh.
So liver tea stagnation, if somebody comes to me and says, I have terrible PMS, mm-hmm.
One of the things with fibroids that's a prime symptom is
frustration,
heavy menstrual bleeding.
Liver cheese stagnation.
Uh-huh.
Can be.
Yeah.
Interesting. So bring us back to fibroids.
So how does,
circle,
yeah. how does that relate to the, is that related to the liver chi as well, that you build up a very heavy layer in the endometrium?
One of the primary, when one of the recognized
does not
causes is emotional strain, and that would be
regularly
negative emotions that are
and
not
it becomes
dealt
stagnant.
With in a healthy way causes
we
the stagnation of liver
heat,
and then in the long run it causes the
stagnation
to the blood stagnation
of liver
blood
to the fibroids.
Which then can lead to the fibroid mass.
So if a patient came to you...
One of the things
with fibroids
that's the prime
with or without pain, but significant
heavy menstrual
fibroids,
bleeding.
How would you approach them?
Can be.
I definitely
want a Western medical diagnosis that I know that
how
I'm
does that
the
relate
right
to the is that related
right?
to
we
the liver chi
sure
as well
that this is
you build up
cancer.
A very heavy layer in the endometrium
sure I'm in the right ballpark and that requires a Western diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Sonogram.
Okay. Liver chi does not flow.
I will use myself or regularly.
I had fibroids
and it becomes stagnant.
I had
we
terrible
get
PMS,
excess heat,
very heavy bleeding,
and
not able to be home for 3 or 4 days,
lead
and of course
to the blood
Western medical answer to this,
which then leads
is
to the fibroids,
hysterectomy.
So
there's
if
maybe,
a patient came
blazing,
to you
a temporary
with
we
fibroids,
have to do
with or
and
without pain,
people,
but
if
significant
I then,
fibroids, how would you approach
40s,
them?
What I know now in my early 50s,
so I
don't believe that I would
definitely
have a Western medical diagnosis so that I know that I'm treating the right
Once
thing.
The fibroids are identified,
right,
we need to make sure that this is
the treatment
cancer
is always based on
moving sure that I am
moving blood
in the right ballpark, and that
now
requires
the degree
a Western diagnosis.
Which you do one or the
mm-hmm.
other.
Sonogram.
Okay, depends on the,
yes.
the stage.
Yes.
Of the fibroids.
I were in the beginning myself.
If this is
example,
a new, I had fibroids. I had
a new issue,
terrible PMS,
something that
very
has not
been around
bleeding,
for years and years.
Not able
we're
to be home for
3 or 4 days,
and of course,
primarily
Western medical
tea,
answer to this.
And then we're going to move the
blood,
hysterectomy,
and then we'll deal with other patterns.
There's maybe well,
we can
maybe do
arrive.
An ablation, but that's a temporary fix.
I think
we have to do
hysterectomy,
and
I won't
go into those
today.
If I had known
but
then,
when you have
in my early
40s, middle stage,
what I know now in my early 50s,
fibroid
I don't believe that I would have had to have
you,
a hysterectomy.
I would work on moving the chi and
moving
Once
the blood.
Once the fibroids are identified by Western medicine,
we're in the beginning stages.
The treatment
moving chi
is
primarily.
Based on
when we get to
moving
a latter
chi,
stage, which
would
be where
blood.
I had been at the point of
now the degree
hysterectomy,
to
which you do one or the
I
other,
would,
depends on the stage of the fibroids.
I would work for in the
I
beginning
primarily
on this
chi
is a new,
in the beginning.
We need to get the body's energy,
right,
the
new
energy
issue.
Of the liver,
to a place where it can
something that has not been around for years and years
move the blood
we're
once
going to
work
blood moving herb
primarily to move
and
chi.
Let's not forget acupuncture
and then we're going to move
very
the
valuable,
blood
in regard to
and then, we'll, and then we'll deal with other patterns that
now,
inevitably arise.
I'll go on. I'm sorry.
I think
well,
for ease of communication we
I think
won't
I
go into those today.
That up.
But okay, now I went
when you have
and say, did a little research on you and on your protocol,
situation.
And you have a 3 month
I would work on
protocol
moving the key
for fibroids that
moving the blood.
You had a list or a
we're in the
few
beginning stages, I'm moving
testimonials at the end,
and, we get to
and I was particularly
stage,
impressed by the way you began this 3 month protocol. And the first part of the protocol, the first entire month was cleansing the bowel, which also has
the
secondary effect of cleansing the liver, of drawing out from the liver, of drawing out from
the
gallbladder, by getting the bowels to move. Can you elaborate on that part of your protocol for us? Go on. I'm sorry.
Well, I am not sure that you were I think looking at my information.
Okay. Now, I went and did a little research on you and on your protocol, and you have a 3 month
protocol because everybody
for fibroids
is different.
That
everybody presents differently.
You
have
a list or a few testimonials at the end, and I was particularly impressed by the way you began this 3 month protocol. And the first part of the protocol, the first entire month was cleansing the bowel, which also has the secondary effect of cleansing the liver, of drawing out from the liver, of drawing out from the gallbladder, by getting the bowels to move. Can you elaborate on that part of your protocol for us?
I would say at minimum, we're probably looking at a year.
I am not sure that you were.
This is not a
looking
quick
at my
done situation.
We are in regard to a protocol.
Altering
my
physiological
plan is always to develop an individual protocol
long-term
because everybody is different. Everybody
incorrect differently.
Everybody has
in the body
different pathogenic
it is not
factors
a quick thing.
Affecting the symptoms and the patterns that I see.
Oh, that's actually encouraging because in my practice, I did not find it a quick thing either. It was slow. It was methodical. It was continuous. I found
physiology 101.
It was continuous,
and
very often we got results. But so I'm the fact that you said that the depth of your protocol and the length of it, I'm quite impressed.
At minimum, we're probably looking at a year.
I'm pleased.
This is not
that
often one and done situation. We
are remind clients that we are peeling an onion. This is a process. This has many layers to it. And our
incorrect
approach
processes
will change
in the body
as the symptoms.
It is not a quick thing.
The number to call,
if you want to join this conversation, is
212. In my practice, I did not find it a quick thing either. It was slow.
That's 212.
It was methodical.
2877.
It was continuous.
And
I found,
as with anything, the way we
began, it was continuous. And very often we got
any
results.
Factors that might
but
cause
so I'm the fact
sometimes
that you said
foods,
that the depth of your protocol and the
toxins,
length of it, I'm quite
we
impressed with that.
I find that cheeses
are very important foods to avoid because cheese is milk, mother's milk given to their babies, and those have very high growth factors in all types of milk. So avoiding cheese and milk and dairy.
The number
seems
to call
to be a good
if
way
you want
to start.
To join this
and another way to start, at least I found, is to avoid soy. Soy is very estrogenic, and what we're dealing with, as Carol stated, we're dealing with
an
estrogen dominance, which creates a stimulation on the uterus.
So any factors soy, that might
particularly
cause
when you're eating
growth.
Soy here
sometimes
in the States,
it's
you
foods,
eat generally
sometimes
eating GMO
toxins.
You're also
and
eating spray.
We find that
so you have a combination of factors when
that
you're eating soy.
Are very important foods
to avoid.
What have you found in relationship
because
to those foods?
Cheese is milk,
I
mother's milk
dairy,
given to their babies, and those have
dairy
very high growth factors in all types of milk. So avoiding
baby clients
cheese
into up.
And milk
it's
and
a,
dairy
boy, it's a love
seems
affair,
to be a good way to start. And another
and
way to start, at least
and,
I found, is to avoid
I am
soy.
Not a fan of soy.
Soy
I think
is
if you
very
look at,
estrogenic, and what we're dealing with, as Carol
soy,
stated, we're dealing
fermented.
With
course,
an estrogen
GMO,
dominance,
sprayed,
which creates a stimulation
fermented.
On the uterus. So,
and it's
soy,
not tons of
particularly
it.
When
like,
you're eating
like
soy
somebody
here
drinking
in the States,
glasses and glasses
you're eating,
of soy
generally
milk.
Eating GMO, you're
or
also
soy protein
sprayed. So you have a combination
exactly.
of factors
exactly. when,
you
look at a Japanese diet when they
what have
when
you
they
found in relationship
looked
to
at
those
a Japanese
foods.
Diet they were looking at
I think that dairy
about 3 tablespoons
dairy
of soy a day maximum
thing that I most often
that was the average in
baby clients
in
into giving
Japan
up.
And
so,
lower
boy, it's a love
so,
affair, and
it's not large
it
amounts
problems.
Continuously
and
all throughout the day.
I am not a fan of soy. Right.
Yeah, so
I
Karen,
look at traditional cultures that.
So Karen, so a patient comes
always
to you,
fermented.
And
of course, it's not GMO.
They
it's
might
not
have
sprayed,
a number of things going
fermented.
On. Would somebody mm-hmm. come to you directly to treat
and
fibroids?
Not tons of it,
or is it
like,
incidental
like somebody
to
drinking
everything
glasses
else?
And glasses
were,
of soy milk.
Have it going on in your body.
Or
and how do you do a Chinese medicine workup?
Exactly.
How do you,
exactly. When you look at
start with them,
Japanese
can you give
diet,
us an idea
when they,
of how,
when
how
they,
this goes and
look at
you're,
a Japanese
sure. you're staging
diet,
people
they were looking
how,
at
how often do you have to see them to stage
3 tablespoons
it?
Of soy a day maximum.
I always start.
That was the average
yeah.
in
I think my
in
current
Japan
kind of
and lower.
Go through different
so,
iterations as I
it's not large amounts
change,
continuously
but I think my current intake is 7
the day.
Pages and oh I want that before
yeah,
I
so
meet
Karen,
somebody, I want to be able to look at that before we talk.
So Karen, so a patient comes
I used
to you.
To see
and
exclusively
they might have
person,
a number
you know,
of things going
changed,
on. Would somebody come to you directly to treat fibroids, or is it incidental to everything else you
which is
were
unfortunate because one of Chinese
having going
great,
on in your body? And how do you do a Chinese medicine workup? How do
mm-hmm.
you?
And so often I'm missing that piece of the puzzle.
Start with them, and can you give us an
I
idea of how this goes as you're staging people? How
questions.
How often do you have to see them to stage
how their
it?
Body systems are working, and then I dial in with
I always
with more
questions as we meet.
And
the
those questions
form,
allow me
think,
to build
my current
the pattern
kind of
that I spoke about previously in Chinese medicine
as I learn and grow
then,
and change.
But I think my current intake is 7
ever,
pages.
Have you ever had any
and
experience
I want
with Chinese medicine?
Before
have you ever had
somebody,
a practitioner
look
ask to look
before
at
before we
talk? I
yes.
used to see clients exclusively
so,
in person, but you know
I
the world is changing.
We have 3 callers holding. Can we
the majority
take some
of my clients virtually.
Hi, you're live
which is
on
unfortunate
BAI.
Because one
your
of
name,
Chinese
please.
Medicine's great.
My name is Bill. I live in Long Island, and I'm calling
culture.
For my daughter,
mm-hmm.
who's
and
34
so
years old,
piece of the puzzle.
Suffering from fibroids since she's a
my
teenager.
Two most valuable tools
she
are
hemorrhages
just
about,
questions,
I want to say, 20 days.
Is it the broad
a
knowledge
month.
Of how their body systems work. And then I dial in with more questions as we meet. And those questions allow me to build the patterns that I spoke about previously in Chinese medicine.
They couldn't remove because it was too close to an artery.
Have you ever had any experience with Chinese medicine? Have you ever had a practitioner ask to look at your tongue?
The largest one was like the size of an orange.
Yes.
And most of them were like, say, golf ball or walnut
size. I have to interject here. We have three callers holding.
We've tried so many different GYNs.
Hi, so you're live on BAI. Your name, please?
To go on birth my name control is Bill. I live in Long Island.
And I'm calling
for
my daughter,
still had the pain in the 4 years old, came back around from fibroids since she was a teenager.
From she hemorrhages birth control pills.
One is a non-smoker.
20 days.
So that's good. A month.
I've had a woman on my job from Barbados.
With a similar problem, fibroids removed 20 years ago,
about five families ago, except for one that
couldn't remove because it was too close to an artery.
But it was afraid.
I want to say she showed us pictures
as of course she removed
fibroids. The largest one was like the size of an orange,
but most of them were like say golf ball or walnut,
and that's all
supplement she was doing.
We tried
so many different
she would peel it out every day
for my daughter, telling her to go on birth control pills,
which
didn't do anything. That she still
had the pain
and
the fibroids,
but the first thing the doctor says is
also
your fibroids
gained
weight.
What have you been doing?
The
she didn't want to say
she's a non-smoker,
you know. So that's good.
I've had a woman that
I've worked with
on my job from Barbados. With a similar problem
perfect definition of what we're talking about. A young woman in her 30s in pain,
but it took,
fibroids, previous surgery, but yet the fibroids came back. You know, there are lots of things here that really could be directed to.
And that's all supplement she was doing.
The original cause wasn't dealt with in any way.
She would peel it out.
You know,
day,
I'm going to say it, but then I'll pass it back to Carol. But I'll add something to it. You know, we're dealing with progesterone. This woman needs 20 days of bleeding. How horrible she must feel every day. Frail and lack of focus. I don't feel like doing anything. I guess I'm just lazy. No, she's severely anemic. You know what? You're talking everything in order.
Yeah,
was the perfect definition of what we're talking
M&Ms.
About. A young woman in her 30s,
I'm
going
to pass it to Carol for the progesterone, but
fibroids,
I'm going to say
previous
insulin.
Surgery,
she has
to get her insulin down.
You know, there are lots of things here that
down,
really could be directed
so that it's not stimulating.
The original cause wasn't dealt with
Carol?
In any way. And,
you
know, I'm going to say it, but then I'll pass it back to Carol.
And
but
I want
I'll
just give a little bit of caution.
We're dealing with progesterone.
Because too many doctors, if they try progesterone, they do it very timidly with small doses.
Frail
and that really is the worst thing you can do because it will intensify the estrogen effect.
I guess I'm just lazy.
And fibroids would grow. I spoke to Dr. Alan Warshawski. He's got a book on fibroids. And he posed that very question to me about progesterone and fibroids because he had seen the growth with using progesterone.
M&Ms.
So
but
you
know
have
what?
To, if you're going to use progesterone, you have
to
use
Carol for the progesterone,
huge,
but
huge
I'm going to say insulin.
Of the
she
progesterone
has
to moderate
insulin
all that
down.
Intensive estrogen effect. And then you can get some relief
down
and you could
so
start dealing with why is there so much
more
estrogen. This insulin
in
glucose
estrogen.
Imbalance
Carol?
Is a prime mover of that, but there
progesterone
could be
is
other things. Glyphosate
here.
Is a
and
huge estrogenic compound that bit of caution.
Because
having metals and
too many
in the
doctors,
and,
if they try progesterone,
they do it very timidly with estrogenic effects. Maybe you have to deal with
that. And that really is the worst thing you can do because it will intensify the estrogen
and the microbiome, the poor microbiome. Fibroids would grow. I spoke to Dr. Alan Warshawski. He's got a book on fibroids. And
bleeding.
He posed that very question to me about progesterone and fibroids
bleeding.
Because he had seen the growth with using progesterone.
Stopping
so you have to, if you're going to use progesterone, you have to use
high doses
huge doses of the progesterone to moderate all that intensive estrogen effect. And then you can get some relief and you could start dealing with why is there so much estrogen, this insulin, glucose imbalance is a prime mover of that.
She calls me up, Mom, I've been bleeding for
other things, glyphosate
is
a huge estrogenic compound that we're being exposed to. Heavy metals in the mouth and dentistry, mercury, cadmium, etc. have estrogenic effects. Maybe you have to deal with that. So there's a bunch of things contribute. Oh, and the microbiome, poor microbiome.
And so it was now down to more, a little bleeding. Heavier than
everything
spotting.
Else is secondary.
And then
to
we
that
went up to 700,
bleeding.
And she had some dry days for the first time in 3 months.
Stopping the bleeding.
And at 800, with very
we were able to
high
block
doses
it completely.
And we maintained her like that for
had
quite
that
a while.
Same.
And
with
then
my daughter,
she,
where
on her own, said,
a normal
the bleeding
amount
stuff,
of
so she dropped progesterone
could be 50
to
100
milligrams
a day.
And then it came back
I
again,
started
but not with
her
the same
out.
Veracity,
she had
but
been
we brought her back
weeks.
Up.
Weeks.
We was,
and
we
then
were
she
able
calls
to
me up,
control
Mom, I've been bleeding for weeks.
Hello,
milligrams.
Why didn't you call me?
But
that's
a mother and daughter story. We'll talk
so you need to,
but so
I started her out on 400. And the bleeding reduced, but continued.
Oh,
then
so
I
he's probably
bumped
listening.
It
we
up
have two
to
more
600.
Probably
and
try to get
and
one more thing.
It
you're
was
on Long
now
Island.
Down to
call
more,
Dr. Moshe Deco.
A little heavier
he understands
than
his protocol. He
and then
can
we
walk
went
you
up to 700.
Good luck.
And she had some dry days for the first time in
can
3
I,
months.
And
at 800. We were able to block it completely.
Hi, terrific.
And we maintained her like that for quite a while.
Well, I want to tell you, when I
and
said
then
those horrible facts,
she, on her own, said, oh, well, the bleeding stopped, so she dropped
pain,
the progesterone way down.
Definitely the
and then it came
factor.
Back again, but
okay.
Not with the same veracity,
change,
but we brought her back up. Well, we were able to control her with about 400 milligrams rather than the excessive 800.
Like
so
not
you
too much
need
berry,
to.
Very little. I don't eat any animal meat.
Where are you
mostly,
on Long Island?
I eat a lot of raw fruits and vegetables.
Hello.
100% better.
Oh yeah.
But the pain is unbearable.
We have two more callers.
One more thing.
I know what
you're
right,
on Long Island.
Progesterone, you
call Dr. Moshe
right
Deco. He understands his protocol. He can walk you through it. Good luck. Call us back.
With the good.
Hi.
Can
I
use like the good acidophilus and things of that
how
nature?
Wonderful.
Hi,
terrific.
Better. But
how
the
are
pain
you?
Is the worst pain. Well, I'm going to tell you when I said those horrible facts.
Have you tried castor oil
pain,
packs on
very
your belly?
Very awful pain, very unbearable.
Yes.
100% the diet is a factor.
I feel like I'm a new person.
Okay,
when
a lifestyle change. And I don't want to have that pain anymore because I didn't mean hallelujah. Subway embolization.
You know, there's one other thing.
And
this is very much
the right food,
in
like,
the order of Chinese medicine.
I don't eat any animal meat.
Which she was
mostly,
speaking about.
I eat a lot of raw fruits
that,
and vegetables.
100%
better.
Using
but
natokinase or...
Pain
in my
I
office,
that.
I would use
I know what
heparin
right.
drops, and this was taught to me by
right
doctor,
hooking up that biome of that gut,
a doctor who was the head of orthomolecular medicine on the West Coast, and he would put drops of heparin, which is an anticoagulant.
Have you
remember?
Tried castor
she was
oil
talking
packs
about
on your belly?
Yes.
And people would just, you would see them relax.
Like I'm a new person, but just when I had the pain, I wanted to die.
And it was quite
and I don't have that pain anymore, praise God, amen, hallelujah.
But also you want to look at your iodine.
There's one other thing.
And maybe add seaweed to that diet.
In the order of Chinese medicine,
for you,
which she was speaking about, is that
using natto kinase.
I'm really proud of you. You took hold.
In my office, I would use my heparin drops. And this was taught to me by Dr. A doctor who was the head of orthomolecular
medicine. I do
want to
say vitamin D is a common thread
West Coast.
Not enough vitamin D. Another thing to check. That's a big risk.
Heparin,
this.
Which is
and
an
I want to make sure we get to our last
Remember?
Caller.
She was talking about
and
stuff.
Maybe Karen has some comments
and
on these
people
as well.
Would just,
so,
you would see them relax.
Could we have our next caller?
Just relax.
Hi, you're live.
And it was quite dramatic. But also you want to look at your iodine.
Yeah,
maybe add seaweed to that diet.
All right. I'm going
that
to,
could be very beneficial for you.
Today. I have fantastic as a result of two brilliant black physicians.
Great.
One,
I'm really
one
proud
is both of them
you
are doctors. One is PhD in letters
for yourself.
And science. The other is,
so
is a lawyer.
I said,
as a result of
something.
Two brilliant black doctors. One, my wife, who's now deceased. But
I do want to say vitamin D is a common thread.
A woman's problem.
To
I think you all ladies know what I'm talking about.
Vitamin D.
And,
another thing to check.
I took
that's
it to
a big
my
risk
doctor, who is a radiologist.
And I want to make sure we get to our last caller.
The disease. And he in turn
and,
recommended
maybe Karen has some comments on these as well. So,
Dr. Norman Pritchett.
Could we have
who
our next
explained to my wife and
hi,
us what was happening.
Said
with fibroids and you have multiple.
My name is Ken.
Explain to
am
him
I
what he was going
yeah,
to do.
Yes,
he said, the difference
okay.
between
right, I'm
me
going to,
and other doctors
today.
What is it called? A hysterectomy.
I have two
doctors that paid more money for a hysterectomy. I'm going back
as a result of two
brilliant.
He said,
well,
the fibroids, you know,
one is a PhD, both of them are doctors.
One is a PhD in letters and science.
As a result, my wife was pregnant with a lawyer.
As a result of two brilliant
with my first daughter, 16 months later.
My second daughter,
my wife,
so, who's now deceased,
owe that to those,
but
two
she has what
men.
Was commonly
also,
called,
I'm
going back,
years
women's,
old today.
A woman's
based
problem.
On
you all
fact
ladies
my
know what
doctor
I'm talking about,
that your body's
and,
the best fighter of
I took
disease.
It to my doctor,
you
who
with
a
me.
Radiologist,
and it was a brilliant
care.
Man who said your body's
the best
any medical
disease.
He in turn recommended us to his friend, who was a gynecologist, Dr. Norman Pritchett,
and I've been listening
to my wife and us what was happening.
The first came on
fire.
I've been listening to the VA about the law
and
Gary Norman,
and he explained to us what he was going to do.
I was listening to the difference between me and
well,
other
bless
doctors.
His heart, he said,
I called a hysterectomy.
I go by what he said. Doctors get paid more
so
money
that's
for
what
a hysterectomy.
I'm going back.
And
he said, well, the second door, you know,
you
have to say, well,
right, what are you trying to prove?
Well, he did that successfully. And as a result, my wife is pregnant within 9 months.
Yes.
And
so
my
I
first
want to thank you for your call,
later,
and I want to give a
daughter.
List
so,
of really
I owe
good
that to those
foods,
two
the best
brilliant men.
Foods
also, I am 88 years old today.
To support your health,
based on the
your
fact
hormone
that my
health,
doctor early on said
and
your body's your best
with the possibility
of you give your body what it needs,
possibility
and
of supporting
it will take care of you.
Your body's ability to reduce the fibroids. One is
okay.
Happy berries,
and I'm also
daily berries, and garlic,
and I've been a listener.
Cauliflower for indole-3-carbinol and broccoli, tomatoes for lycopene, onions for quercetin, and shallots also, and broccoli sprouts for sulforaphane.
So
which
that's what I have to say.
Reduces
and,
the blood supply
my second daughter,
to the tumor,
said, well,
what
which
are you
trying is to prove?
The fibroid. Peppermint.
Well, if you had a third
shallots,
then I would say that.
And they also say
peanuts
for resveratrol.
I want
to
give
but
a list
I added a couple to that
really
list, and that would be
foods, the best
mushrooms,
foods
I think, are very
to,
important.
To support your health.
And kelp,
your
hormone
health.
added to the list.
With the possibility
and castor oil.
Possibly
hats.
Of supporting Carol? Your body's ability
yeah,
to reduce the
really
fibroids. One is
I'd like to call
berries,
on Karen. We have
daily
a few people
berries,
call in if you have some comments
garlic,
about what they had to say.
And cauliflower
I do. I'm taking
for indole
so
3 carbonyl and broccoli. Tomatoes for lycopene. Onions for quercetin.
Incredible,
and shallots
incredible.
Also, and broccoli sprouts
so I was thinking about,
for sulforaphane,
when you were talking about progesterone,
which
reduces the,
study
of progesterone
the blood
is what
supply
me to, Carol,
to the
and my
tumor,
thought
which
is I am,
the fibroid,
working on my
peppermint,
own estrogen dominance issues,
shallots,
thinking about how,
and they also say
the
peanuts
idea
for resveratrol, but I added a couple
Chinese
to that list, and that would be mushrooms, I think
the,
are very
the pathological
important,
factors
and
that are
kelp,
leading to fibroids,
which I
add, for so
added
many women.
To the list,
and, I think the two
and castor
side by side
oil, pads.
Do incredible
Carol?
Things.
Yeah, all those
fibroids,
are really good.
Fibroids,
I'd like to call on
fibroids.
Karen. We had a few people call in. If you have some comments
so,
about what they have to
there's
say,
there's a lot of great work to be done.
I do. I do. I'm taking notes here.
I always
so
found that Chinese medicine and
of
holistic
that
medicine had
wonderful?
This beautiful synergy. Although they had different
incredible.
Words, they had very
so
similar understandings.
About,
and I loved
about,
working
yeah,
with Chinese
the
medical practitioners because I found them
and
so beneficial. And they liked working with me. It's not like
working on my
one
own estrogen
over the
dominance
other.
Issues.
The two working together
thinking
was,
about how
was
the idea
really
of progesterone therapy
special.
Could work in tandem
yeah.
with Chinese
I
medicine.
Think
to overcome Chinese medicine,
the
goal pathological
is to
factors that are leading to fibroids
function.
For so many women. And
if
we can
do
that, side by side,
means you're identifying these
do
patterns
incredible
about,
things,
addressing
for
them with reducing
fibroids,
diet,
eliminating
fibroids,
preventing
medicine,
fibroids. Recommendations in regards
so,
to liver.
I think there's a lot of great work to be done there.
But working those things
found
together,
that Chinese
I think
medicine,
if we're talking about
and
Chinese medicine,
holistic medicine
herb.
Had this beautiful
we're about
synergy.
Acupuncture,
although
we're
they had different words,
therapy,
they had very similar
diet
understandings.
We have quite
and
an
and I loved
here
working
with
exactly. Chinese medical
and
practitioners
and to us,
because
when
I found
we
them
heard
so
what
beneficial.
We were doing, it was
and
very
they
liked
working
to
with
me.
Us.
It's not like because
one
we felt
over
that
the
it
other,
really
the
added.
Two working together
so
was,
we have,
was
yes, we
really special.
One more minute to speak.
Yes, I think.
So, would you like to share your
Chinese
website?
Medicine,
would you like to? What would you like to leave
to
the audience
optimize
with?
Optimize organ function.
Well, I am in the midst of transitioning my practice to
identifying
these solely with women.
About.
I think this
addressing
is
them with
the herbs and the diet. I want to talk about
focus and
do the
most
good.
My
recommendations
in regard to
herbal,
liver
ELEOS.
HCRBAOS, those things together,
alias herbal
for talking about Chinese medicine.
I would be happy to
we're talking
about
acupuncture,
fibroids,
and we're talking about progesterone therapy,
the
and
many
then we add diet
that
to
women
that. We have,
are dealing
we have
with
quite
in our modern
time
to deal with these things.
Exactly.
I particularly
and
wanted you, Karen,
to us,
come
it,
on
when we heard what you were
we
doing,
had,
it was very exciting
for a couple
to
weeks,
us.
Talked about
because
the,
we felt that
Susan
Dominguez's
really article in the New York
so
Times
have,
called
we
The Vicious
have,
Cycle, and she wrote very clearly about all of the
so
pain
would you like
and horror
to
women are going
website?
Through.
Would you like
and,
to, what would you
then
like
she
to
unfortunately
leave the
just
with?
Chose... to
well,
go
I
to medical centers where we have, I wanted you also to give us a flavor of there's a whole world
can,
out here
focus and do the most good.
Tools
my
and treatments and practitioners
herbal,
that we can choose to use and it doesn't always go into a dead end like Susan has found herself. So, so
I would be happy to,
I think that's truly exciting.
Who are dealing with fibroids,
it's so nice,
nice
to have you. You brought in
that women
a little
are
bit
dealing with
of,
in our modern time.
A system that I know very but little about.
I
so
particularly
it's very
wanted
refreshing.
You, Karen,
thank you.
To come on because
thank you.
Well,
I
we
have
had.
Me.
for a couple of weeks really talked about Susan Dominus' article in the New York Times called The Vicious Cycle. And she wrote very clearly about the pain and horror and how green women are going through.
Fibroids.
And then she unfortunately just chose to go to medical centers where we have wanted you also to give us a flavor. There's a whole world out here.
Green tea was more effective with no side effects.
And treatments and practitioners that we can choose to use. And it doesn't always go into a dead end like Susan has found herself.
I want to thank the audience for calling in.
I'm impressed. Truly exciting.
I'm totally impressed.
It's so nice to have you. You brought in a little bit of a system that I know very little about. It's very refreshing. Thank you.
209-2950. You can donate really at any level.
Now, I have one other thing
you
I want to say very quickly.
$50, you can donate $100, and give our name, Take Charge of Your Health, so we get the support
and how
also.
Green tea
so
reduces fibroids.
Support your
over
radio
a
program
of time, so
and
can
support
be
your radio station, even which allows
so
you to get
when
information like this. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Reggie, for your help.
Green tea
thank you,
was
Carol.
More effective with
thank
no
you.
Side effects.
When yeah,
I was
thank
really
you to the callers. We actually
study.
Had a couple more so, come on that we couldn't
I
get
want
to
thank
you.
You.
So thank you call,
for
call
joining
us.
Us.
Next week.
I want to thank the audience for calling in. What an impressed. I'm totally impressed.
So we'll be
I
back.
Want to ask you to please, please support WBAI. You can support WBAI by dialing 212-209-2950. You can donate at any level. You can donate $50. You can donate $100. And give our name, Take Charge of Your Health, so we get the support also. So please support your radio program. And support your radio station, which allows you to get information like this. So thank you so much. Thank you, Reggie, for your help. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you to the callers. We actually had a couple more come on that we couldn't get to. So thank you. Call us next week.
Good. We'd love it.
So we'll be back next week. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In conclusion, I'd like to say, remember, this information is not an attempt to diagnose or a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share with you up with your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. Thank you so much for spending this time with us, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
To listener sponsored WBAI New York with a moment in women's history.
I certainly couldn't become a part of the Hollywood white group. I was never allowed to act really with another white person in a scene. I was pinned to the pillar so I could be cut out of the scene if it went to places in the South where it couldn't be shown.
Lena Horne, actress, singer, dancer, and civil rights activist, worked at the Cotton Club on Lenox Avenue in the 1930s.
That was the place that was the showcase for Negro talent. And one had to have some place to show one's creativity. Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, the great Ethel Waters. Negro people finally who worked under a roof in a cabaret that was a little better than a basement downstairs somewhere, and not a tent show in the South. But on the other hand, I was torn because it was a dreadful place that was bad working conditions, little money, no respect paid to its creative people, and our own people couldn't come and see us perform. One didn't say too much about it because one then would get all the men fired who were waiters there, and one would get all the chorus girls fired who took care of their families by working there.
Horn says the Cotton Club was a trap. She later performed at the March on Washington on behalf of the NAACP and SNCC. Her career was sidelined for a while by the Hollywood blacklist. She was trailed by the FBI for decades. A memo in Horn's FBI file in 1948 says she's sympathetic to the communist cause and is extremely race conscious. You can receive our extensive women's history audio collection with Lena Horn and some of her music and other trailblazers by becoming a WBAI buddy, a sustaining member for $15 or more a month. You'll also receive WBAI's fabulous tote bag. Please go to women.wbai.org. Again, that's women.wbai.org to become a WBAI buddy in the name of your favorite radio program or in the name of all WBAI radio shows, which many people have been doing. Call